Okay, got a question for you. As we know, Mr. Kavanaugh has been put forth as the nominee for the seat recently vacated, fairly recently vacated, on the Supreme Court. Donald Trump and other Republicans would like for him to be our next justice in the Supreme Court. Now, I want to ask you this. Should there be an investigation by the FBI? Should the FBI look into the allegations brought against Mr. Kavanaugh regarding the alleged sexual misconduct? Brett Kavanaugh, of course, saying that he's innocent of all charges, all the allegations. Of course, we know that then nominee Clarence Thomas said that he was innocent of all charges when Anita Hill accused him of sexual misconduct when he was being considered for a position as Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Republicans very, very quickly, hastily got the FBI involved at that time and had the FBI conduct an investigation. What is different about this case that the Republicans do not want an FBI investigation? They are in control of the Senate. They're in control of the House. They could have gotten this done quickly. This is something that we could be talking about right now. We could be saying, well, the FBI is investigating. Let's let the investigation's findings turn up what they will turn up. And take a lot of the guesswork out of it for everyone, whether pro-Kavanaugh or anti-Kavanaugh. Let the FBI investigation give us the answers. Now, in the long run, I think that that would be better for the nation, whether Kavanaugh were to be approved. The nation would not need to have this man sitting on the court hearing all kinds of sensitive cases, and at some point, more than likely, cases that have to do with sexual misconduct. And people who care about what is right and fair thinking, okay, now, this guy was accused of having been guilty of sexual misconduct, and he's going to hear a case dealing with sexual misconduct? What about his overall character, despite what his promoters are saying about him? Because that's just the way that game is played. When you have people being put up for positions, sometimes you have folks who will talk about their character and they will say, hey, this is a great person. And the person may not be a great person. And they may know that the person is not a great person, but they'll tell us, the American public, that the person is great because that's what they want us to believe, because they want as many of us as possible to support their decision, to support their nominee. How often in the last 2 years have we heard heard glowing comments about a person's character and life, only to have the exact same person who gave glowing comments about an individual then turn around and talk about how bad that person is? Basically the same person. That person's personality and life did not change. Their background didn't change from the time that we were first told that they were such great people to the time that the decision was made to change what was being said about the person. The exact same person. Talking about how great the person is, and then turning around and talking about how terrible the person is. So we know we don't really need to go by that, by these positive comments, when sexual misconduct allegations are brought forth. I think that the Republicans did the right thing when Clarence Thomas was the nominee and they had the FBI investigation conducted. For consistency's sake, for integrity's sake, they need to have been doing the same thing this time, and it shouldn't have been a fight. There should not it should not even have been necessary for the Democrats to have made numerous calls for an FBI investigation to be made. All the Republicans needed to be thinking about is what their reasoning was, what their logic was when they said, in Clarence Thomas's case, we're going to have the FBI investigate this. More than likely, the same logic applies with Brett Kavanaugh. The issue is basically the same, sexual misconduct. We're not talking about sexual misconduct having been the issue with Clarence Thomas and bank robbery having been the situation with Brett Kavanaugh, both men accused of sexual misconduct. So it should be easy to see how logic, reason would be the same in both cases. So what do you say? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? This man is there, whether the nomination were scrapped. Because what if they're not, what they said, well, you know what, this is just too much drama. Let's go ahead and look at the person second on your list. What if Brett Kavanaugh did not commit either of the two allegations of sexual misconduct being brought against him so far? Will there be a third person? Will there be a fourth person? I think that America would be better served letting the FBI do what they do and determine after a thorough investigation whether or not these allegations are true or false, whether they should be considered or disregarded. Because on the one hand, we don't need to have this man sitting on the Supreme Court in judgment of other people and wondering if he's done stuff just as bad or worse than some of the things done by folks who are being brought before his court. But on the other hand, I don't think that it would be the best idea to just go ahead and dismiss him without having the FBI investigation thoroughly conducted and concluded. And he's not on the court. We have the nomination dropped, and we're wondering 3 years from now, could he have done a fair job of listening to cases brought before the court in light of the possibility that maybe these two allegations brought against him are false? Again, one of my big questions is, okay, we started out with one allegation. Of course, he denied it. Now we have a second allegation. Of course, he's denying that. Will there be a third and a fourth allegation? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What is truly in the best interest of the nation? And again, now, try not to put on your Democratic hat, or, you know, try to take your Democratic hat off. Try to take your Republican hat off. Wear your American hat and ask, what would more than likely be in the best interest of America the Beautiful? To have the FBI conduct this investigation or not conduct it? I'll be back.